www.thebeatcast.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. A happy Friday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
And anything goes. This is the show about whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be political, personal, somewhere in between. You got a rant you want to get off your chest? You got an agenda that you want to push? We're here for you. And the number is toll free, 1-800-259-9231. And we'll be here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. We're on, by the way, 6 days a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 in the evenings at Eastern Time, and we also have a live Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So, there you go. 1-800-259-9231. Now, if you don't call in and take control of the show, that means that we actually have to bring stuff up, and we got a number of things we want to talk about tonight. Actually, I was going to talk about, well, eBay's got some changes that they're making. And I'm not too happy with it, because from time to time I sell some things on eBay, and I didn't like their fees before, and now I like them even less. So I think eBay's days are numbered.
I doubt that.
Because
you disagree with their fees?
That's right. We'll talk about that maybe later on. Again, anything can happen here.
You pompous can take, jackass you are.
You can take over the show, and if I had the ability, I'd create a competing auction website. There needs to be a rise of the eBay competitor, but we'll talk about that later. We were talking about regulations on healthcare last night, and I happened to stumble across these questions and answers, I guess you could say. It's from the Liberator Online and Dr. Mary Ruart, and she takes tough questions and gives short answers to those tough questions, like good freedom, pro-freedom answers.
Really?
To the tough questions. So
I'm interested in anything Mary Ruart has to say.
Here's this question. In the last Liberator Online, Dr. Ruart said, quote, what we spend for prescription drugs can be predicted by what the manufacturers spend on research and development. If pre-1962 regulation trends had continued, drug prices would be about 15% of what they are today. We'd have more innovation and twice as many drugs to choose from. Pharmaceuticals replace more expensive medical interventions like surgery so that every dollar we spend on drugs lowers healthcare costs by $2 to $3. End quote. I disagree with your conclusion. Research and development accounts for less than 15% of pharmaceutical expenses. They spend twice that in marketing alone, and that doesn't even count the money spent on lobbying. Individual liberty is wonderful, but the abuses of unfettered corporate greed is a hell of a lot worse than the overly demonized regulatory state. Did you want to...
No, I'll let you go ahead and read her response, because she'll probably take care of anything that I was going to say.
She says, here's her answer, pharmaceutical R&D, research and development, accounts for about 20% of the sales dollar, yet it predicts with a great deal of reliability what drug expenditures will be. You're right in asking how something that is a fraction of total cost can be such a good indicator of a parameter five times as great. I answered this in my recent presentation at the American Association of Pharmaceutical Sciences. This girl's like all sorts of knowledgeable on lots of things. Is excess regulation responsible for soaring pharmaceutical prices? That was the title of her presentation to this group. The driving force behind increased research and development is namely the landmark 1962 Kefauver-Harris regulatory amendments, also increased advertising, manufacturing, and post-marketing costs. Pharmaceuticals are one of our most highly regulated industries. Regulation drives out competition, resulting in the merger mania that you now see in the industry. Apparently, pharmaceutical companies are buying each other up just like Kmart just bought Sears, that sort of thing.
Well, I support Kmart buying Sears.
Right.
Right. It's every industry. There's regulation in every industry, and
yes.
It's what leads to all of these huge mergers that are going on left and right, like with cell phone companies mm-hmm. and everything. For example, the AT&T Singular merger that
just
took
place. That's a recent one, right?
And Sprint just bought Nextel.
Wow, seriously?
Yeah.
So consolidation is not good. I mean, it's good for the companies, and that's why they're doing it, right? Because they get to consolidate their assets and sell off certain things.
Right, and take on more of a customer base and absorb this
right.
other company's technology without having to develop it themselves.
And keep one staff to handle all the regulations still.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. But it's bad for competition. And that means that prices go up and quality goes down, customer service goes down. Anyway, going on here, she says, pharmaceuticals are one of our most highly regulated industries. Regulation drives out competition, resulting in the merger mania that you now see in the industry. Profits for the survivors soar at consumer expense. Deregulation will decrease drug prices by increasing competition. And more importantly, deregulation will save lives. The 1962 regulations that drive up costs increase drug development time about a decade. That's 10 years, everybody.
Yeah.
10 years for your favorite drug to get on the market. 10 years for that
your
new
favorite relative to die in the meantime.
Yeah, exactly. 10 years for that new thing that they're talking about in Popular Science magazine and their room, you know, the rumors running around on the internet that somebody's working on a cure for heart attacks or a cure for cancer or a cure for AIDS. It's at least 10 years before anything like that gets to the market.
See, and you know, if that regulation wasn't in place, Rush Limbaugh could have gotten hooked on oxycodone 10 years earlier and maybe we wouldn't have to listen to him as often as we do today.
Well, yeah, maybe he'd have a change of heart and actually be a freedom-loving libertarian or something like that today. Well, you never know. 1962 regulations, okay, so here you go. Driving up drug development time about a decade, resulting in an estimated 4.7 million premature deaths while people wait for life-saving medications. In contrast, the regulations saved fewer than 100,000 lives based on the drug-related deaths that occurred prior to their passage. So 4.7 million versus 100,000.
Well, also I'd like to draw into the picture the vitamin industry, the health food industry. It's basically unregulated.
Supplements.
They're basically unregulated by the FDA.
Not for long.
Well, no, they're trying to get their greedy little fingers into them. But currently, and you don't see a lot of people dropping dead from ingesting rat poison being sold as vitamin supplements.
No,
I mean, the fact that there is no regulation doesn't seem to cause a bunch of deaths or even adverse reactions.
You're right.
In the supplement industry, I think it draws an excellent parallel.
I mean, according to some of the companies in the supplement industry, there's a lot of BS going around. I mean, there's a lot of claims that are made that aren't necessarily true. A lot of companies claim that their product is so much, you know, so pure, and it really isn't, et cetera, et cetera. It really doesn't get absorbed.
I think that's
something the free market should work.
The free market does work it out in, for instance, echinacea. People have decided that works. Enough people have used it. And it had success with it. They've decided it works. They tell their friends and so on and so on. And when you find a brand that works for you, you don't switch off the brand.
Right.
So
as long as it's working for you, that's the most important thing. Right?
That's how the good ones, yeah, that's how the good ones stay around and the bad ones disappear.
Exactly. And you create brand loyalty, and those people, month after month after month, buying that one bottle each month, having extra people come in and join in and starting to buy the bottles, that keeps that company alive. You're absolutely right about that. And so, yeah, but now the FDA is looking at regulating supplements. And what's that going to do? Who knows what kind of a damaging impact.
Good.
I mean, I know the supplement industry is fighting it, which is good. And it's just going to result in, again, less competition, less products on the shelves. I mean, gosh, have you ever been down the vitamin aisle at your local supermarket? They got a whole damn aisle devoted to these things.
And they keep 50 companies out for every one they let in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. If you've got a... Scott?
I was going to say, I actually take a vitamin C supplement every day, and when
Is
I go...
Is it ester C?
No, actually, it might be. I have no idea what it is I take.
All right.
I just know where the bottle is in the store.
Got it.
But I take a vitamin C supplement every day, and when I go and pick up more, I actually go to the health food store that's right by where I work, and there's about a million bottles of vitamins in there. It's ridiculous.
How did you pick the one that you take?
That was the closest one to me.
1-800, the one that started with an A, right? 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can comment. And, of course, some people ask the question, well, what will we do without the FDA? We'll find out in moments. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
I love Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring up anything that's on your mind. Political, personal, whatever you want goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. We got thousands of posts, hundreds of users there. The Shrine of Female Listeners is also available for you to check out. We got a brand new Shriner up there for you. Plus, we've got the archive section. Last 6 days worth of the show, downloadable. At your convenience, as well as live streaming. Manwich, who brings the show to you tonight?
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org.
That is freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org. Now, we're talking about healthcare costs and why they're so damned expensive. Last night, I made the claim that if it wasn't for the government, we'd have a healthcare system that not only give you better products, better service, but did it at a lower price. Can anyone doubt that claim?
It's a little scary.
I'm sure the socialists could.
Not having an FDA, but in thinking about it, I'm for it.
What would be scary about not having an FDA, Manwich?
Well,
there might not be a board of unelected bureaucrats that would decide how I should be treated. I mean, it's scary having an FDA, if you ask me. The idea that there's, I don't know how many people are on the, like, upper echelon board of the FDA. I'm sure maybe there are a few of them who are doctors and a few of them who are professional bureaucrats. But the idea of having a group of 20 people decide what is right and what is wrong for all of Americans is in regards to health care, that's truly frightening.
Oh, well, thanks, Manwich. So, what would be scary about not having an FDA?
One would just think that I don't know, like, terrible things could happen. I can't imagine.
Like what?
Right.
Okay.
My whole life there's been an FDA.
Yes,
so,
there has. Okay.
It's trying to imagine what life would be like if I were blonde, and I don't know.
Well, it's not like if the FDA went away tomorrow, someone would just be like, now's my chance, vitamin A for arsenic. That's what I'm going to put out.
I know, I agree with that, because, for instance, I used the example last segment that, in fact, the vitamin industry is basically unregulated, and you don't see people dropping dead from rat poisoning or people putting...
You sure as hell would hear about it.
You sure
I mean,
would.
You know the media would jump all over that if they could find out that someone was bottling, as you said, arsenic and has vitamin A.
Right, exactly. That company would be in business for about 14 seconds, roughly.
Before everybody went to prison.
Exactly.
Well, here's... Now, whenever we're talking about getting the government out of something, you're right, man, which if you've been alive throughout the existence of a government program, it's very, very hard to conceptualize this. Like, some people have just the most difficult time conceptualizing that life would still be possible if a government didn't run the roads, for instance. I mean, that's one of the favorites of the government pimps out there. Someone used that term in an email recently, government pimps, and I kind of like it.
Well, I'm still for the government running the roads.
Yeah. Well, because you just can't visualize what it would be like otherwise. So here's a bit of vision
You're right.
Okay? Here's a bit of vision for you from Dr. Mary Ruart. The question is, before the Food and Drug Administration... Con artists sold medicine that was useless at best and frequently dangerous. We've all heard of snake oil.
Snake oil.
Clearly, the FDA provides a very beneficial service by approving medicines as safe and effective. But in a pure libertarian society, there would be no FDA. How can we justify this? Her answer to that, in a libertarian society, we would have something better than the FDA, third-party testing. Today, pharmaceutical firms test their own drugs, and the FDA looks over the data. Before the modern-day FDA, the American Medical Association, Consumers Research, and a number of other organizations tested drugs and gave or withheld their seal of approval. Kind of like Underwriters Laboratory?
Yes. Underwriters Laboratory is a great example.
Who are they? Just to let people know, in case they don't know.
They test electronics equipment, to the best of my knowledge.
Look on the underside of your toaster.
Yes.
And see if they're the UL logo. That's not a government logo. They're a private organization. Anyway, she says they tested the private certification company UL. Here she goes, talking about it. Does this today for electrical appliances. Although it's legal to sell equipment without the UL seal, most retailers protect their customers by carrying only approved electrical products. Certification. So if you want to sell a toaster at Walmart, and you don't have UL certification, ain't going to happen.
Walmart's not going to do it.
That's because Walmart doesn't want your house to burn down, because then you might die and never come back and shop at Walmart again.
And sue the heck out of Walmart.
Right. Well, so businesses have an incentive to keep you safe. They want to keep you alive so you can come back and buy more products, right?
Right.
Although it's legal to sell equipment, certification is superior to regulation because consumers can still choose to take medicine that does not yet have a seal. Without consumer choice, we literally regulate ourselves to death. The FDA regulations added in 1962, for example, increased drug development time an average of 10 years. Many seriously ill people can't wait that long. Thus, while these regulations may save several thousand American lives per decade, they also cause millions of premature deaths. And then so she points to her book and some of her other publications for details and further data and that sort of thing. I mean, we have people in this country that can afford it. They get a plane ticket and fly over to Europe and get their drugs there, because the same exact drugs are approved in Europe and are still going through the FDA bureaucratic process here in the States.
Many people go down to Mexico. Get steroids that they want to get over there. They get pain relievers that they wish that they could get here. They go down there and get them.
A friend of mine was telling me that it's so easy to go into Mexico and go to an American-style pharmacy, and literally you can just walk in and ask for whatever it is that you want. You want to buy some OxyContin, you can buy it right over the, you know, right over the counter.
Yep.
No prescription necessary.
Cool, so I can get all my penicillin that I need down there.
You can get all anything that you need. Now, actually, I had a question for you, Scott, because before in this show, you have expressed kind of the, I don't know if there's even a label for it, but you said that if you get sick,
yep,
or if you have some sort of horrific accidental injury,
mm-hmm,
you will not check yourself into a hospital.
That's very true, I won't.
But you will take vitamins.
Eh, why not?
Is that contradictory, or is it not because it's sort of a preventative measure?
I'm not really taking it as a preventative measure. It's just I needed something to keep myself a little bit more awake in the mornings, and cocaine wasn't an option.
There's always methamphetamine.
Well, that's true. The only
people die in hospitals, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Well, people die in offices, too, so I mean, I'm not
much
really
more likely to die in hospital.
That's probably true.
Did you hear the recent propaganda against the Iraqi resistance? That they're allegedly smoking crack over there?
How would they get crack?
They are claiming, well, they would, I guess, make it somehow. I don't know how you'd do that.
They'd buy it from American soldiers.
They're claiming, the soldiers are claiming to be finding crack pipes in the places where, you know, they go and raid a house that a suspected insurgents are in. They're claiming that they're finding crack pipes. I just find it interesting.
So, I don't know. Is this maybe they're going to work this in with some sort of, you know, ONDCP thing where, see, crack turns you into a terrorist. It's supporting terrorism, and then you become one.
One hit of crack will turn you into a bomb-throwing terrorist.
Put down that crack pipe, Abdul.
It's certainly no more outlandish than any of the other claims that the ONDCP has made. 800-259-9231. That's right. Marijuana makes you grow breasts. Sure. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Personal, political, whatever. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. So I've kind of gotten my load off about the whole FDA thing. I don't know if you guys have any more comments on it.
I'm good. How about you?
That's pretty much all I got.
Scott, where are we going next?
All right. Well, usually I have a tendency to bring in stuff about schools.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure why that is. But
you haven't been in school for a long time.
Actually, I still attend a couple college classes.
Really?
Here and
I didn't
there.
Know that.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm going to be one of those loser 40-year-old students at a junior
college.
Yeah, exactly. Just so I can, you know, hit on the freshman girls.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the only way you're going to be able to get in, you know, in contact with any freshman college girls at age 40. So
not only that, they're the only freshman girls I can legally hit on. So
exactly.
And plus, I wouldn't be accepted in a high school.
Legally hit on and still claim to be going with a freshman. Or something.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I have high aspirations.
Gotcha.
But
at least
I
know what you want out of life, you know?
I have no idea why this is the case. It's just usually when I do prep, I find articles about schools.
All right, what do you got?
I guess we'll go with schools and taxes at the moment.
Yes, sir.
Bayard, Nebraska, a tax error totaling less than $40 has resulted in a $10,000 fine for the Hill Public School, which is a one-room schoolhouse. It's a one-room schoolhouse in Nebraska.
A $10,000 fine?
Yep. Yep, the IRS informed the school district of the discrepancy on June 1st of last year and wants the fine to be paid. Rhonda Maxey, who is the school board secretary, says an accountant is who is to blame for the error, which he repeated a dozen times on the school's quarterly tax returns from 2000 to 2002.
Now, do accountants have to sign something that says they take responsibility for any errors done on taxes?
I don't
know.
They really don't.
No? I don't know. Not in Florida. I don't know about in Nebraska.
You're responsible for your taxes.
Well, that sucks. I mean, isn't that the whole point behind hiring an accountant so you don't have to deal with it anymore?
Right.
If I'm going to hire an accountant and I got all kinds of complex taxes, not that a one-room schoolhouse is going to have a lot of complex taxes. And, of course, I think it's all complex. I think the 1040EZ form is pretty difficult on its own. And going beyond that, with all the extra forms you have to attach for Form X, Form Y, and Form Z, who the hell wants to check over an accountant's work? Is that what they're suggesting that you do?
Absolutely.
Well, no one... Okay, now, an accountant shouldn't be responsible, as far as legally held responsible for making sure they're doing a service, but they're not legally responsible to make sure that their service is great. That's like saying a restaurant can be held accountable if your dinner doesn't taste good. They're going to the trouble to do something that you don't want to do yourself, but everyone has to, provide food, or in this case, pay taxes.
Yeah, but if the restaurant gives you food that poisons you and puts you in the hospital, you might have a bit of a case there.
That depends on whether or not it was accidental and what the circumstances surrounding it are.
Okay, yeah, but if it was accidental, then they should still probably make good somehow, don't you think? Don't you think the accountant should pony up at least $5,000? And...
Oh, I'm sure the accountant should do something, but he's not legally required
to.
Okay,
fine.
$10,000. Yeah, what happened is the school's stated amount withheld for several federal taxes was over the limit by $3.25 each quarter. So a dozen times it came out to around $40, which, so for 3 years, every quarter, it was $3.25 off their taxes that were filed. And
so
it was total. So it totaled up $40, and now because of fines and late fees and things like that, the IRS let it go on for 3 years before they came to anybody about it. And then when they finally did, it's $10,000.
Aren't they supposed to at least send a letter within the first year if you make a mistake? What is this?
It's entrapment.
I have no idea what the deal is, because the school's trying to come up
it's
with the money.
It's not actually entrapment by the legal definition of the term.
But yeah, the school's trying to come up with money now. They're trying to raise $2,000 by selling their van, which they use to take the kids on field trips.
That's horrible.
Yep. There are 8 students in this school. 8, because it's a one-room schoolhouse.
What's the town name? It sounds like Podunk Nowhere.
Baird, Nebraska.
Baird.
B-A-Y-A-R-D.
And it sounds like a private school, because I wouldn't expect there to be a government school that's one room, although who knows what happens in Baird, Nebraska.
It's the Hill Public School.
It's a public school.
It's a public school. It's a government school.
So the government actually going after another government office.
Yep.
Yo, but all the parents of the 8 kids are going to rush to the aid of the school, so the government's not going after itself. It's just another taxation scheme.
Well, it's trying to extract money from wherever it can, basically.
But yeah, this school is one room, 8 students, one
teacher. They should
go
ahead and let the government shut its own school down.
That's exactly what they should
do. And then take the building and open their own school in it.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that, definitely.
Will they do it? I don't know. They probably...
Give the teacher a job at the new private school.
Yeah, I think it'd be brilliant. They probably could raise her pay. Because who knows what kind of regulations the one-room schoolhouse has to follow in order to get the state money or the state school grant or whatever it is that they're getting.
Sure.
Yeah, because this one teacher teaches students from kindergarten to 8th grade.
Wow.
So and
everybody's property taxes would go down, and then the school could have fund drives to have people give money. And I'll bet you they'd give more because they were giving it rather than it being taken from them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it wouldn't, if it's 8 students in the school, that's, let's assume you got maybe 12 parents, assuming you got, a couple one-parent families.
Sure.
Let's say you got 12 parents there, 12 parents earning even just the bare minimum of $10,000 a year each, and they give maybe 1% of their income, or not 10% of their income, that teacher could make a lot of money. I mean, it just if you gave, they expect tithes at churches, right, 10%? So if you tithe...
Well, the rest of the community would pitch in, too.
Oh, sure. But I'm just saying there's plenty of money there. Yeah. Plenty of money there. I think it's a great idea, Manwich. You should contact these people. Just say, Manwich from, hello, I'm Manwich from Free Talk Live, and we've got a solution for you.
Here's why your idea to save that school is a bad one. That's going to work.
Okay, her name's Rhonda Maxey, and it's in Baird, Nebraska, Manwich, if you want to look her up after the show.
I wonder what would happen, though.
Do I sound like Saint Manwich?
What would they do? What would the IRS do if the school board just decided to write itself out of existence? Well, we can't do it. If we sell the van, we're only going to come up with $2,000, and nobody else wants to pony up any other money, so...
Come on and get the van.
We're screwed. What are you going to do? What are they going to do? Are they going to come demolish the building? Are they going to take the rights? Can they take the rights to that school building, even though it's government property?
Yeah, I believe they can. I don't know. I didn't know that government schools were... I thought government schools were tax-exempt, actually, the land that they were on and things of that nature.
One would think.
Yep.
It's a bizarre, bizarre situation. If you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231.
I was going to say, yeah, there are people out there who listen to this show who know quite a bit more about tax law and tax code than anyone in here. And I'm wondering if anyone even knows how they can go after
them. I don't think anybody can know any... The thing is you can ask your accountant stuff about tax law, and they don't even know the answers.
Well, obviously.
Tax law is so convoluted.
Oh, you can ask. I love it. Every year, as we get closer to April 15th, we start hearing about the studies that the IRS does on its own, on itself, basically, or other organizations do studies with the IRS. They'll call the IRS helpline. Because the IRS, within past years, has kind of repositioned itself publicly as the new, friendlier IRS. Call up and get answers to your tax questions. Well, it turns out that if you call in and ask them the most basic questions about a 1040 EZ form, they're wrong something like 40, 50% of the time. That's the IRS for you. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. We'll talk about eBay next, unless you want to take control of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, and Scott.
And Manwich.
It is the Friday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and you can take control. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. You got a rant, got an agenda that you want to push, we're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. And you can email the show if you'd like. FTL@freetalklive.com. That is FTL@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air, and we might just not. There's also a couple other ways for you to get in touch with us, including the website.
You can check out the BBS board. There's thousands of posts on the BBS board. Hundreds of different people posting on there all the time. You can download the archives. We have the last 6 days in convenient little one-hour labeled packets for you. You can download them on your MP3 player or burn them on a disc or just listen to them on your computer.
Yes. And now we're podcasting on the website, which is exciting. We're the number 9 podcast right now, which is cool.
Now, that's basically the same thing as making our archives available to some service that does podcasting, right?
Sort of. Without getting too technical, it's for those iPod types.
Okay.
The geek types. The geeks really dig it.
I've got a program on my computer that automatically every day checks the website to see if the new archive has been posted.
Okay.
And if it has, it downloads it onto my computer for me and has it sitting there waiting for me when I get home. I can put it on my iPod, take it with me.
Good news.
It's just an automatic thing. And the podcast is just a file that holds those updates.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231. So a couple of quick emails here. Lon in Florida says he's on the internet listening to the show. First time listener. He loves it. He'll be listening more often. Lon, thanks for the email. Always nice to know that we got new people chiming in. And also another first time listener emails. He says, hello. I've heard your radio show for the first time here in the Kansas City, Missouri area on our favorite Kansas City affiliate, KCXL. He says, we've got quite a few good hosts on that station. You should get a lot of good listeners on that station. As a matter of fact, we've had a number of new KCXL listeners chime
radio
in this week.
Free liberty.
And that is their slogan.
I love that.
He goes on to give me the station's phone number in case I needed that and tell me who the station manager is.
In case you needed that, too.
I've already talked to the, you know, the good folks at KCXL. You kind of have to have a good relationship with your affiliates in this business.
That'd be awesome if you were just on stations with people you'd never spoken to.
Oh, it happens.
Well, No, but without them knowing it. It's just, you know, here's their number and call and talk to these people if you want to stay on the station. Like, somehow you found a way to just push yourselves onto other stations. That'd be great.
Yep.
So that's how it started when we first got syndicated because, well, you have to replace somebody, right? So there was somebody on this network that we were on, GCN, before we came on board.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, there were a few stations that picked up the show as a result of us just bumping that other show off, and they didn't, you know, they weren't aware that the change was going to happen.
One Friday they were playing that show, and the next Monday they were playing Free Talk Live.
So that has happened.
Oh, well, that's great. That needs to happen more often.
Yeah, well, anyway.
We're done with that little bump.
Yeah, I think we definitely have some stations in the hopper, though.
What are we at? 10 weeks now?
I think we're on the ninth week.
Something like that.
And that doesn't include our Saturday shows when we were national on Saturdays
right.
for a couple months. 1-800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That is ftl@freetalklive.com. So, I was going to tell you a little bit about eBay. Because I actually saw this article last night, and I didn't want to talk about it because I read a synopsis of it, and it said eBay raises their fees 60%. And then they only gave one example of where they were raising their fees, and it was something that didn't apply to me, so I thought, it's not a big deal. They're only raising their fees on one thing. And then today I got an email from eBay. And then they outlined all of the fees that were going up.
Me too, I didn't read it.
Now, are you a seller on eBay?
I have sold some things on eBay.
Okay. Well, you should have taken a look at it. I mean, you're going to notice it next time you go to sell something. And eBay's not a sponsor of this show. I don't owe anything to eBay. I've just been a eBayer since the late 90s. I mean, since near the beginning of eBay. I've been doing it for a long time. I've bought a lot of stuff there, and I've sold a lot of stuff there. And I happen to really, really like the service. It's almost like the best example of a free market that we really can find. Because pretty much anything goes there.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty much anything you want,
with the exception of guns and.
You can't sell guns.
No, you can't sell guns on eBay. You can't sell drug-related paraphernalia. There's a few things that they've banned from their service, but overall,
you can't sell body parts any longer.
You can't sell body parts
any longer.
Right.
Yeah. You used to be able to.
At one point, you could sell your kidney.
Yes.
Well, most of these things, I think, you could probably sell at some point, and then they figured we don't want to do this anymore, and then so they banned those particular items. But for the most part, I'd say they're probably 95% a free market. I mean, you can buy and sell whatever you want. Nobody really oversees any of it. The only sort of oversight, the only check and balance is the user rating, which is brilliant. I mean, once you finish your auction, you get to rate the person who you were dealing with. If it was the seller, you rate how good of a seller they were. If it was a buyer, you rate how good of a buyer they were. If they're a good buyer, they pay you quick.
Right.
If you're a good seller, you ship the item quick, and you're courteous, and the item's in good shape.
Right.
Right? So, been happy, been very satisfied with it, but now they have some small business owners pretty pissed off, because there are people who make their livings on eBay. I'm not one of those people. I just sell the occasional thing. But there are people who have a connection to some sort of product, or maybe create the product themselves, and put that product online, and they pay their rent, they pay their mortgage, they put their kids to school based on their business on eBay. And they've created, I'm sure there are millionaires as a result of eBay. I'm sure of it, right?
There are definitely eBay millionaires.
I mean, it is eBay is a phenomenon in the internet world. And there are plenty of other companies who have tried to do the same thing. You know, they've kind of tried. Amazon's got some auctions. I think Yahoo has auctions now, right?
Yeah, yeah, there are all kinds of auctions everywhere.
But nobody's done it like eBay. I mean, millions of items at any given moment being put on there, and millions of items being sold at any given moment. It's an amazing, amazing thing. But now it looks like they signed their own death warrant. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up. If you want to interrupt the show, though, and bring up whatever's on your mind, you can. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You've heard about PAWS from BioLox International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioLox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioLox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioLox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioLox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioLox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioLox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioLox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioLox.com. That's BioLox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioLox family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
The Friday night edition of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Don't forget, we're available 6 days/nights a week, depending on your time zone. Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern. And Saturday, the live show on Saturday from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So plenty of Free Talk Live for you to experience. And if you don't get every single moment of it on your local talk station, you might want to give them a call during business hours during the week and just give them a friendly thank you. Let them know that you appreciate the fact that they've put Free Talk Live on their airwaves and tell them that you'd like to hear every single hour of the show.
That'd be good for us.
Single day. It'd be good for you and be good for us.
Yeah.
More Free Talk Live is a better thing. So we're talking about eBay. And as I was saying before, I think eBay is a phenomenon. It is a wonderful thing. It has created millionaires. It has given probably thousands of people a little bit of extra income, and it has helped people clear out the crap in their life. I know it's helped me out. And, of course, eBay deserves to be helped out because they have created this mammoth website where literally anything, almost virtually anything, can be sold and bought. I mean, if you've ever been looking for something for your whole life, you know, you're a collector of a specific item or a specific type of item, the odds are darn good that eBay's got it
five
at any moment. Yeah, five, 20 of them. Or if it's really, really rare, they might have it next week. So
you do have to check back sometimes.
I've always been a huge fan of eBay until today. According to ABC News, some small business owners who reach most of their customers via eBay expressed anger Thursday at the online auction giant's plan to boost the monthly fee it charges sellers by 60%. eBay outlined the increase in a terse email on Wednesday to all buyers and sellers, including small business owners who hawk clothing, electronics, and other low-margin commodities. Apparently, eBay's stock price took a good hit as a result of this. And according to the email that they sent me, they're now raising... See, what they do is, if you've never sold an item, you don't realize what kind of a percentage eBay takes. When you list an item, there's a listing fee based on the amount that you're listing it at.
Right.
The starting price is. And then the real take is on the closing price. So if you only get $25 or less on the closing price, the percentage used to be 5.25%. That's a sizable tax right there. I mean, eBay taking 5%. They have so many items being listed on an hourly basis. And I can't imagine that their overhead is that big. I mean, they're running a website, right? How big could the overhead be? Scott, you're an internet guy. I mean, eBay's a large organization. Obviously, they got to have customer support and that sort of thing, but
something the size of eBay, their operating expenses are high.
High.
But compared to, I mean, you couldn't do it anywhere else. So compared to any other sort of auctioneering, there's nothing. I mean, they're really, they may have a brick and mortar location, but they only need one, right? Maybe to field phone calls or something like that.
Right, but they employ a much larger staff than most auction companies would.
I guess
well.
So. Well, now it's not 5.25% anymore. It is 8%. The closing. I mean, that's a huge increase. And then once you get up to over $1,000, if your item sells for over $1,000, it has doubled. It used to be 1.5%.
What's wrong with eBay taking its little piece of the
pie? You're talking about doubling the piece that they're taking. And if you ask me, they're slitting their own throat. They're asking for competition. And
good thing they didn't ask you.
I hope that another competitor rises here, and then we have the auction wars.
Oh,
and that will be a good thing. Let's continue this next hour. We got calls coming in, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're talking...